3. Levatsky was born the only child of a father who was a forester in a count's woodland and a mother who was a Viennese ornithologist in East Galicia. The year of his birth was not a promising one for the world. In an American zoo on the day of his birth, the last passenger pigeon died, a beautiful bird with red eyes and a black beak. That of all possible days, it was precisely on the 1st of September 1914 that the bird drew its last breath, on the very same day that Levatsky, smeared in blood and blind, mewing softly, announced his arrival, was something he learned only as an accomplished man shortly after being conferred a doctorate. From that day forth, he thought of Martha the passenger pigeon once a year and of how lonely she must have been in captivity. Of course she had known she was the last of her kind. You just knew something like that, irrespective of whether you were a human being or an animal. Things like that were whispered to you on thin air, straight into the heart. It was sheer mockery. Of all birds, the passenger pigeon, a particularly social species, had to disappear from the face of the earth like this. When Levatsky's mouth was almost full of milk teeth, his father, who had lost his job, shot a bullet through his head beneath a spruce tree. The old count sent the widow a telegram from Vienna via the war post. "Dear madam, stop. My thoughts are with you. Stop. A shame about your husband. Stop. Be brave. Stop." When Levatsky was able to sketch a bird on four legs, the Tsar abdicated in Russia, his personal cook poisoned himself, the provisional government was founded, Lenin, watched by 10,000 pairs of drunken farmers' eyes, dispatched big words into the frosty air, the landed gentry were dispossessed, and churches were ransacked for the good of the people. When Levatsky's last milk tooth surfaced, the Bolsheviks brought down the provisional government. Little Russia declared its independence from Big Russia.